think I could watch Amy Poehler and Tina Fey make an infomercial for, like, Ginsu knives for 3 hours and go, like, that was great.
That would be hilarious. They, I wonder what sort of hilarious chopping they would do.
Right?
They even, well, that could get dangerous, actually.
I think by the end of it, the set would be on fire and they'd both be covered in, like, mustard and ketchup.
Would they be making out? Because that's where I'm going with
Probably
this.
Probably not.
Do you know what else would be on fire?
Your loins?
My heart.
No.
I know. I just love them so much.
I do too.
Who doesn't? Assholes.
And I was so worried that this new movie that they star in, Sisters, would be a letdown. Because we, like, I had very, like,
It's a party comedy, yeah. and you know, it's very situation-oriented. It's two sisters, their parents are selling their house, and they decide to have a big blowout in it. And it's just like, okay, well, I've seen something a little bit like this all through the 80s,
yeah.
and a couple of times in the 90s.
We've certainly seen, like, the party movie,
right.
The party to excess movie done before. The difference here being, like, that these are two women in their 40s who decide to, like, have that one last blowout because, you know, like you both said, their parents are selling their childhood home, which neither one of them are happy about at all, and or have sold their childhood home, rather, but they're you know, given a week or whatever to move their stuff out of their bedrooms. And Tina Fey was always the party girl with the crazy life and did all the stupid stuff. Basically,
Tina Fey's kind of rolling out of her wheelhouse on this one,
yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, you know, we're so used to seeing her as Liz Lemon and Liz Lemon type characters and,
yeah.
You know, not necessarily uptight, but not really bringing the sexy and, woo, she's letting the girls out to play in this one.
Well, yeah, and like, even today, she's like still kind of irresponsible, like,
yeah.
Yeah, doesn't make a lot of money. Basically,
she's we've all got a friend like that.
Me with boobs.
Yeah, she was a party girl and you know, she kind of never really stopped doing that. She, you know, she's you know, been working in salons for, you know, on and off, but she can't keep a job because she's got a really bad temper. And whenever somebody pisses her off, she lets them know about it. Toot sweet.
Yeah, which is quite funny to watch.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler, on the other hand, plays a sister who was always the responsible one, always like, felt like she had to take care of everybody else. And even though she remembers her childhood fondly, upon looking back in reflection of her diaries, realizes, yeah, I didn't really do much in the way.
Here's the thing about that, though. You know, not everybody had great childhoods just because they were partying. There
True.
Were other ways to have fun.
This is what I'm told. I still have a hard time picturing it, really, but I'm told that's a thing.
Well, what happens is you get moved to Texas from Washington State. You don't know anyone.
Yeah.
You join the debate team because why not?
Yeah.
And you get a best friend and she's in band.
But you do meet Jared Padalecki.
That is true.
Wait. Is this little girl you, Ashley?
No.
This little girl is all of us, Chris. Shut up.
We used to beat the crap out of that one girl. So why are you on the debate team, nerd?
Decidedly wasn't me.
I was on academic decathlon. I had to wear the navy blue blazer. Yep.
I was in band for half a semester. Went, this is lame.
I want to smoke pot, my friend.
Oh, well, see, you should have held out. We could have made out.
Yeah. Well, if we hadn't been across the other side of the country from each other.
That's true. That's true. At my school, somebody had the brilliant idea, I think it was the football team, to put choir, debate and speech and band in the same little, like,
Nerd Corner?
Yeah, Nerd Corner, but it was its own building. Like, okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
wow, that must have really cut down on the wedgies.
It did. It did. It's also not just sad because it smelled weird over there. It was also sad because these are kind of at odds. Speech, debate, choir, band, and drama. All in the same building.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the way, like, if you did forensics in high school, like, that was, like, the meeting place where it's like, okay, you like speech, you like, you know, drama, you like extemporaneous speaking. Well, you're all sitting over here in the theater room, nerds. Have fun.
If you sewed all those hymens together, you could sail a big rig across the ocean.
And you know what? We were full of ingenuity, too. So make your jokes, fuckers. Make your jokes.
Hey, man.
Also, hymens don't work that way, Chris.
I know.
I won medals, and I can still tell people to this day I used to be in the NFL.
Aww. It's so cute, it's almost not sad. Like when a puppy has a cast.
No, it's still sad.
It's sad. It's like real sad.
But it is kind of adorable.
It's cute, like when a puppy has a cast.
I feel like we've segued somehow.
Somehow. May have gotten a bit off topic. But I feel like we're this movie's about Ashley and I.
It is. Chris has some sweet jugs and I have a boring childhood.
I like the way this is going.
You do,
but
really.
But anyways.
You can really rock an animal print, just saying.
Well, the point is ultimately, despite, like, I feel like a lesser movie would have them just kvetching at each other constantly.
Sure.
Like, actually not like each other much, and they are best friends.
Yeah, it's right off the bat, and, you know, anyone who's watched an award show lately knows that Poehler and Faye have chemistry to burn, that's what, you know, what going into this movie, I was like, if they harness that energy, then they're golden. And they managed to do that in spades. And they also bring in a pretty talented cast of people playing smaller parts. Maya Rudolph, John Cena, John Leguizamo, and the male, ostensibly male lead, cannot remember his name. Was on the
he's Ike Brandholtz.
Yeah, he's an ex Mad TV alum. He's one of the featured roles on the Mindy Project. If anyone's watching that.
Oh yeah, he was in the League and Eastbound and Down in the Mindy Project.
Yeah, and he's a broad comic actor, and he's kind of playing it straight in this, but doing a good job of, you know, being the affable, like, you know, not necessarily a hunk, but very attractive nonetheless.
I've had him hunky also. Found Samantha Bee hunky. Happy to see her in it.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
I pulled out my little flag, which I carry around with me. It's a weird thing to do.
The Samantha Bee flag?
It is. And so I got to pull it out and wave it.
Yeah.
Unfurl it.
That's crazy that you had that with you.
Well, you know, just for these occasions. Like, what if she made a guest star appearance? And she did.
Is this actually a flag or is this your hymen? Sorry. I just, now that I've said it,
with you and the hymen?
I've broken through some
barrier. Oh, God. I don't work that way.
You know, earlier...
That's something that was made up by men to hurt women, like Entourage.
Yeah.
You know, earlier when we were talking about jugs, and in particular Chris's, I was going to make a comment about you putting them on the glass, but I didn't, because I thought it'd be in poor taste. It's and now I regret my decision.
I want you to go for the poor taste. It's okay. I can take it. And besides, I feel so good against a cool glass.
You know, this is it's warm inside, but it's cool outside.
I know.
You only get that in the Texas winter.
Very true. Boy, we're great at digressing.
Really?
And talking about my boobs.
Well, I think what happened is this fabulous movie put me in such a good mood.
Yeah.
It really did.
It was so refreshing.
Yeah.
I dragged you guys through, in case you heard the other reviews. Yeah. I dragged these two through a bunch of crap.
You rubbed dog shit in our face for 2 hours.
I did.
And now it's a breath of fresh air.
With Will Ferrell's most recent movie.
Oh, God.
The less said, the better.
So, are we square?
We're square. On the SNL alums list, you've been shriven.
I go so far as to say you're ahead of the game at this point with this one, because this was really not only, I thought, the funniest comedy I've seen this year, but probably the best party comedy since Old School.
I would definitely agree with the latter. I also really enjoy. Wait. Am I getting confused with Spy this year?
Spy was this year,
and
Spy.
Yeah, I think
I like Spy a lot too.
Spy and Trainwreck were
well,
I think
and Trainwreck. Holy fuck!
Yeah,
the year of amazing.
Well, there've been some good
comedies. I'll say this one made me laugh harder.
Yeah, this one had a lot of.
There were points I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
I was, and it's not, you know, it's not just, you know, Fan Polar here. It's everybody. Once the party kicks in, it's just there. They start firing on all cylinders, and everybody's just cracking the hell up. This was a movie full of gut laughs, which is great. It's been a while.
I was really happy too to see Maya Rudolph, because I really liked her, and I on Netflix the Christmas special with Bill Murray, Murray Christmas.
I have not watched yet.
It's fabulous. It's super cute, and I thought she did a really good job in that too. And I'm glad to be seeing her doing stuff.
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's one of those people, and I was not the biggest fan of her when she was on SNL, but lately she's been. If she, you know, jumps into a sitcom of some kind. She really brings a lot to it, and she did in this. You know, she's playing, you know, a childhood friend of Tina Fey's character who was estranged and became an unpopular kid and is kind of working out issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I don't know, was it Horatio Sanz? Is that who the one guy was, the fat guy?
No.
Who was
it? Not Horatio Sanz.
Let me see.
Artie Lang? No.
No.
One of those fat guys. I don't know. From Saturday Night Live. But, he started off as by far like the least funny character on this whole thing, but that was kind of intentional. He's the guy who goes to a party and just constantly has to get in people's faces and tell terrible jokes.
Look, you guys can go fuck yourselves.
Hey, Bobby's in this movie too. No, and then like
Bobby Moynihan okay. as
yeah,
Bo.
Yeah,
and then,
and then there's that point where he like becomes one of the funniest things in the movie. And usually just for shit he's doing in the background.
because of, you know, the reason that most people become funny at parties, drugs.
Well, yeah. Because this really is a party movie. This is one of those when they first start partying, you're like as depressed as the characters are. Because it's like every adult party you've ever been to, it's just kind of sad and pathetic. And
I don't go to those.
And then it stops being that.
I am
turns
right
into...
here. I go to your parties, bitch. You invited me.
Yeah, but my parties aren't to this level, but they're more fun than the adult parties.
Okay.
It's just like you
know
all
that Cloud Nine shit. They got
they're trying to recapture their you know wild years in high school and
Amy Poehler her first experience.
She was always the mom. She was always the one staying sober and taking care of everybody else while Tina Fey was literally climbing the walls. And their house was kind of the legendary party house, and so they invite all these people that used to come to their parties and they're all in their 40s and settling down. And they've got kids and real problems, and so they're just sitting around drinking wine for the first part of the party.
And I think one of the appeals here that's traditional with the party movies, but they do really creatively here, is the way that inevitably the house is basically demolished.
Yeah,
through the extent of this party.
Yeah, which you know really is fun. Coming, but they really do a good job of skirting the cliches. On
and John Cena, Jesus Christ, they're like
as a drug dealer named Pazuzu.
Yeah, who's just kind of standing there for the most of the movie, and Tina Fey will come over and lech on him for a minute, and he'll say something fucking drop-dead funny and total straight face, and then they'll move on, then 5 minutes later, it's time for another John Cena scene, and I was like, wow, man, this is your year.
Yeah.
He had the only funny scene in Daddy's Home.
He did have the only funny scene in Daddy's
Home. And then was really
home.
Funny in Trainwreck. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, I don't want to spoil it, so I don't want to talk about it too much, but yeah, I really felt like he killed it. He's got really good timing.
He really does.
I mean, he puts asses in the seat. Like, I understand that's why we hired him, but he's got good timing.
Even with, like, which I won't say what it is, but one of his funniest lines in this movie, there is a blooper sequence during the credits that they show that he was clearly allowed to improv and just come up with a bunch of stuff, and it was like... That was fucking funny as shit. And not the things you'd expect to hear ever come out of John Cena.
It's really bizarre that this, wrestler who has built like a comic book fucking hero is becoming like a comedic institution.
He's built like a comic book shop.
Yeah, like that Hulk that they have in Austin Books, basically like that.
Yeah, pretty much. The human equivalent of that. The problem is we're getting to that point now where I'm afraid we're going to start giving away specifics of
Agreed.
The jokes.
Right.
Because you're tempted to go, what about that boy when they did this?
Yeah, and that's actually one thing I really liked is I love Tina Fey and Amy Poehler so much. And when I saw the trailers, I was a little bit like, really? Like, there wasn't anything that really grabbed me about it. But they actually just did a fabulous job of giving none of the movie away, but kind of like teasing it a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the trailer barely touched on
any of it.
I saw it and I went,
yeah.
I really want this movie to be good. Not too crazy about the trailer, though. Don't worry about
yeah.
it. And, it's got a heart in the right places where it needs to.
And that's actually a great thing, is they don't put all the jokes in the trailer. They leave them in the movie where they belong.
No, very few of the funniest jokes in this movie, like I think maybe one of the truly funny jokes in this movie is in the trailer.
Yeah.
And then on the whole, they're just kind of showing the chaos in the trailer. Let's go to final thoughts, Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I feel like we talked a lot about the various things I liked. I loved the cameos. I thought everything was really well done. I agree. It really captured the heart of an 80s party movie without feeling dated at all. And I think that that's a little bit of the problem that some of these SNL cast movies have been suffering from lately is that it just... It doesn't play well anymore, and I really thought this did. I'm going to give this movie 9 out of 10 of John Cena's abs.
He's got like 120, though.
Yeah, he does.
It just keeps going.
Okay, 9 out of the 120 abs like, John Cena has. His
abs is like looking down one of those infinity cords. Yeah. The mirror and the lights.
Do you ever feel like you look into his belly button and it looks back at you?
I do.
Winked at me once in a dream I had.
Don't stare too long into John Cena's belly button or we'll stare back into you.
Yeah, okay.
I think Nietzsche said that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Before the syphilis really took hold. It was the last clear-headed thing he saw.
John Cena, he's quite the looker.
And then he said, wait a minute, who the hell is John Cena?
Well, that's the thing. He had sight, and he didn't realize it.
Yeah. Sight.
Yeah. And syphilis.
John Cena's abs will do that to you.
And a real problem with being a dick.
That's true, too, but, you know, German. So, this was like a very affable, funny film that it wants you to like it, but you, goddamn it, you just can't help but like it because, you know, it's coming out there, you know, open arms and honest, and it, like I said, it really harnesses the chemistry of the two co-stars, brings in a great team of players to back them up, and ends up even having.
Are
a little,
you talking about me and Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little
party on it.
Brings in a little bit of heartwarming stuff at the end, even, and yeah, this is definitely up there with my top comedies of this year. You know, I give it I give it 9 out of 10 very smelly ballerinas.
I think we're all on exactly the same page here about this one. I think even more so than Trainwreck, it's so consistently funny, and the parts that are supposed to have heart, it's just enough.
Yeah.
It's never enough to get to go like, you're getting off the rails.
Yeah, it never gets maudlin.
You know, no, not at all. I think it really works for that. And of course, anytime you put Faye and Poehler together, like you said, that chemistry, it's just undeniable. It's like they really are sisters.
Yeah. I mean, because they quite obviously are, you know, incredibly
really
good friends,
close friends. So. Yeah. I give this 9 out of 10. No, wait, hold on. 9 to 10 more Tina Fey and Amy Poehler movies I'd like to see.
Nice.
Oh, loved it.
Yeah.
It was like you kissed that penny and threw it in the well.
That's exactly what happened. And then it landed in John Cena's navel.